This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Kicking off another hour here of your show, where you can take control of the airwaves, bring up on anything that is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been discussing Venezuela and started out the show talking about 80% of Venezuelans, according to Human Rights Watch, are now short of food. And this is a situation that has been developing not quickly, but slowly over a period of years. It's been getting worse and worse because, well, socialism ends up driving the producers out of the marketplace and makes it so that when they take over and nationalize industries, as they've done in Venezuela, and run them into the ground, well, turns out nobody wants to invest in a place like that. And the existing business owners that were there are scared to death of having their businesses stolen from them. Even if they're still in business, it gets very complicated to do any kind of business in a place where the government is hyperinflating the currency to the point of beyond belief. I mean, it's the weakest government currency on the planet. It's pathetic. The Venezuelan Bolivar, which has now been, it's on its third iteration. It was the Bolivar, then became the Bolivar Fuerte, or the strong Bolivar, which was, I don't know, a decade or so ago. And then just this year, they made it into the Bolivar Soberano, or the sovereign Bolivar, yes, by knocking five whole zeros off of the currency.
Yeah, it's in a death spiral, mm-hmm. And it's unlikely anything's going to stop it.
If only the currency itself were the only thing that were dying, then it wouldn't be so bad. But the people are also dying very slowly.
That happens.
From malnutrition.
A currency that has value is important. It's integral to having a successful economy.
Yeah, and the economy is in dismal shape over there. But they have a solution, Mark. Don't worry.
Excellent.
Presidente Nicolas Maduro, he has a cryptocurrency that he's been talking about now for almost an entire year. Remember, it was February of 2018.
I could go make a cryptocurrency right now.
Well, you at the very least know the people who you could talk to make one.
But
probably would have.
I'll bet you
time.
I could search on the internet and find make your own cryptocurrency. And there, I mean, Charlie Lee did it within a couple of hours to create Litecoin.
Well, sure, but he's a programmer, so he knows what he's doing when it comes to programming.
Agreed, but I probably could put something together. Give me 3 days.
At the very least, you can talk to the right people to make it happen.
That much is true.
There's no doubt about that. And because ultimately, all the cryptos out there, almost all of them, are copies of Bitcoin where they've been modified in some way. So it's not like you have to start from scratch with making your own cryptocurrency. Some of them have. Monero, for instance, they started from scratch. But most of them, they just copied Bitcoin and tweaked a few things here and there.
Right. And what Maduro proposes to do is something closer to an ERC-20, what they call a stable coin, something that's backed by, a cryptocurrency that's backed by something rather than just people being excited about it.
That's the proposal. Here's the story of the latest on the so-called cryptocurrency known as the Petro. BTCWires.com reporting Venezuela's native cryptocurrency, Petro's price, has been increased from 3,600 sovereign bolivars to 9,000 sovereign bolivars. The country's president announced on national television this Thursday.
That's not really changing. That's just acknowledging that the sovereign bolivar has decreased in value.
That's correct. Exactly what that's acknowledging. The wallet for the Petro still hasn't been made available.
Yeah.
But the Venezuelan government is still trading the currency nonetheless. Wait, what?
How can they trade it?
They get into that here.
Okay.
President Nicolas Maduro's announcement confirmed that the price hike has been active since Friday. The announcement was made in the same breath as the 150% wage hike for workers in the country. This was the sixth wage hike this year. Hey, they're raising the minimum wage six times. These people must be super wealthy now.
Yeah, everything's going great.
Oh, no, no, they're not.
No.
They're not wealthy at all. In fact, they can't even find food. And, you know, with what little money they even have, it's hard to get, even if you can find food, it's hard to actually buy any. This was a sixth wage hike, echoing the severe hyperinflation that the country's been going through, reaching an inflation rate of over 27,000% at one point this year, according to Forbes. In August of this year, Maduro had announced the price of the petro would be set against Venezuela's primary currency, the sovereign bolivar, which, again, wasn't the primary currency until August when they introduced it and knocked five zeros off the Bolivar Fuerte.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, each petro, as the anchor point of the sovereign bolivar, will have a value of 3,600 BSS, which is hilarious that it's BS for their country's currency. Venezuelan economists...
Nobody told them about that.
...are reacting negatively following the president's announcement Thursday. The petro was initially priced at 3,600 Bolivar because of its backing against oil prices in the country, but hiking it to 9,000 has only managed to devalue the Bolivar by 100%, say the experts. Venezuelan economist Leonardo Bunyak explained the petro could not be legitimately called a cryptocurrency because its value isn't set by market forces, but by the president himself.
Yeah.
So that's one reason you can't call it a cryptocurrency, but there's more than that.
I'm not sure that that would, you know, crypto means that it's secured by cryptography.
Cryptography, which we don't know if it is because there's no source code available.
No,
it's not an open source project. You can't even download a wallet for it yet, let alone look at the source code.
Right,
of
where's
this
the blockchain,
thing.
Pal?
There's no such thing with this. We don't know anything about this. It's a year in, basically, at this point, to this so-called petro, and no one's ever gotten it. No one's ever laid their digital hands on one of these petros. It has never sat in the cryptocurrency wallet of a human being on the planet that we know of. But yet they still claim that they'll sell you one. So how exactly does that work? We'll get into it here. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. So yeah, it's not a cryptocurrency because it's not cryptographically secure. Because we don't know what it is. We don't know what security there is. We have no idea what if it even exists. And it's not traded on the market. So we don't have market values, therefore not a cryptocurrency. To add insult to injury, the wallet app for the petro has been removed by Google from the Google Play Store, as stated by the country's economic minister and ex-vice president Tarek El Assami. Additionally, the Windows and Linux versions of the wallet
are... You can distribute an app on a website if you want, right?
That's what they're about to tell you about right now.
Okay.
The Windows and Linux versions of the wallet are still unavailable. And the links to download them only show a pop-up message saying...
You could distribute an Android app on a website.
You can do that, too. That's
right.
Correct. You have to download an APK file.
Wait a second. I know what this is. This is a big, fat, stupid lie.
Yeah.
Google didn't remove this from the App Store because if you wanted to distribute this, they may have. I can't prove that statement isn't true. It's just unlikely because only a mouth-breathing dullard would distribute a technology only through Google. I mean, if you wanted to distribute this, just put it on a website and people can go get it.
Right.
I mean,
that
you're
presumes they have something.
You're your
to
own friggin' country, dude. If you wanted, you actually had this technology that was available, people would go to a website to get the APK file.
Now, I remember seeing their website this summer and commenting that it's a good-looking site. They finally got a decent-looking, modern, like a surprisingly good-looking website for a government.
They went to like Squarespace or something.
I don't know, but it looks nice. And
Wix?
Apparently, if you actually go and try to download said wallet from their website, according to the report here at btcwires.com, there's a pop-up message that comes up saying, this wallet will soon be available for your operating system. Well, when is soon exactly?
Whenever they want it to be.
The code for the petro is also unavailable, and thus its existence or functionality cannot be verified independently, adding further speculation. Charts or data showing functionality and performance of the currency have also not been published by verifiable sources.
Yeah.
Although the petro lacks legitimacy as a cryptocurrency, Venezuela's regulator in charge of all crypto activities, Sunacrip has been...
Get ready for the manure, folks.
Here you go, Mark. Sunacrip has been selling the digital currency at its headquarters since October. the buyers are being issued certificates of purchase after going through a know-your-customer process, which includes biometric scans. So you get a paper certificate claiming that you own a Petro, which is supposed to be a cryptocurrency.
It's crazy.
It's insane. More on the way here, 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. And this is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him a burglar is trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd, while supplies last. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. You can bring up anything you want. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
I'll tell you about the Venezuelan Petro. The so-called cryptocurrency supposedly being issued by Venezuela. When? Well, according to this news story from Cointelegraph, published in October of this year, Nicolas Maduro claimed they were going to start a public sale of the petro on November 5th. I must have missed that one.
Yeah.
In fact, I guess everybody missed it because so far there is no petro. There's no wallet for the petro that's available. Their website, which looks good. I mean, they hired somebody to do a good website.
Yep.
You try to download the wallet, says, no say. no tango. So they don't have it. And when will it exist? Well, we don't know. We can tell you a little bit more about it here. But I also want to make sure you know about a country that is doing much better economically than Venezuela, and that is Mexico. Acapulco, in fact, is where we're going to be in February. So we're actually just over 2 months away from...
It's getting close.
Anarchapulco 2019.
And those tickets are selling, and... You got to get them now.
Yeah, February 14th through the 17th. Do not wait on this, or else you may end up, well, being on the out, because it's going to be sold out likely at some point here very soon, would be my guess, because it was sold out this year, and they're bringing Ron Paul back. And if you want to pretty much guarantee a sold-out event, just bring Ron Paul. That's pretty much all you need.
Yeah.
Now, there's a lot of other great speakers that are going to be there. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Larkin Rose, David Icke, literally dozens. Our very own Vin Armani is going to be there. Dozens and dozens and dozens of speakers, multiple stages. There's going to be
emceeing one of them.
You're going to be emceeing the Cryptopolco stage, which will be all throughout the February 14th through the 17th. It's going to be a great event. They'll be discussing everything from investments, entrepreneurship, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort in beautiful Acapulco. And we will be broadcasting from the event. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get your tickets at a discount. That's anarchapulco.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yes, New Mexico... We're number second now in the nation with the most children auto crashes.
Most children dying in automobile accidents.
Second most.
Mississippi once again took the cake. Mm. They're the number one. I think we're better than Mississippi, you know, for many categories. It's a 2016 stat. I think that's the latest one. And it's counting like from 1-year-old to 14-year-old. And I guess it's per population. So it's compared to other states, we have like twice as much more children killed in auto crashes than most other states.
Why do you think that is?
So,
assuming it's true.
Well, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, we have these laws, but hardly nobody ever follows it. Like littering law, like dog poop law, dog leash law.
Yeah.
These kind of laws that it's an ordinance, but nobody follows. So, you know, the car seat law. And then, you know, they have these little seats for the little children that are, it has to be for the right age and for the right weight.
Right.
But, you know, it's just, here is anything goes, you know, it's just, do you think, how many parents are
you think that's different? You think it's different in New Mexico that people follow laws in other states like the dog laws and the speeding laws?
Well, I'm speculating people are more careful. When they say that if they're 3 years old, they need a seat this big and you buckle it like this, I think that there's more enforcement and there's more education.
You think there's more enforcement and more education of these little laws in other places than they have in New Mexico? You have no actual evidence for the claim, but you believe... That, well, there must be more enforcement in the other states. That's why things are the way they are in New Mexico.
Well, I mean, my speculation is that, okay, there's a dog leash law. You're supposed to have dogs on the leash.
Pretty much every town's got that law.
Yeah, probably not in New Mexico. Maybe in the city of Albuquerque. But it's unlikely the state of New Mexico has put up a dog leash law.
Yeah, it probably is a city ordinance. Yeah,
but you're responsible for your dog.
How many dogs have almost chewed me or bit me and running for my life? Okay?
I don't know.
I've encountered 20 dogs because the law is never enforced. And the same thing goes for the child's feet. They just strap them, they, you know, throw them in the back seat any old way, and they're tiny, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. And then when they get into a wreck, that's it. They just fly out of the
window. The kid just flies. Yeah, sure, sure. If that's actually what's happening, then that's very dangerous, and you can understand why people would come up with these laws to try to mandate. But you're right, Sarah. People do ignore laws all the time. They break laws constantly. It's not just something that's unique to New Mexico. It's common for people because laws get in the way in a lot of cases, and they're annoying and pesky. And I'm not saying that people should not be restraining their children in their cars. I'm just talking to you about how people tend to be. They do what's convenient for them for the most part, if they think they're not going to get caught. If they think they're going to get caught,
then it's convenient to do whatever it is to do. Yeah.
And they'll do that. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Why is New Mexico number two in child deaths in cars? I don't know.
Well, you're presuming it is.
Well, you're right. We're taking her word for
it. Don't do that.
Most of the time, she's been wrong in the past. That's certainly often. But she's more recently, she's been bringing us, like, legitimate news stories.
Maybe she checks them on the internet at the library before she comes home. Because she doesn't have the internet at home.
Well, you can check all you want on the internet, but you can't find the Petro, the Venezuelan Petro. Good luck. Maduro, according to this, again, I'm just to give, you know, because we haven't really talked about the Petro in a little bit, so I'm going back here. Let's look at some of the promises that were made. This was in October of this year. Again, after months and months of them supposedly about to release the Petro, he went on national television, Nicolas Maduro, to announce the official launch of the Petro, according to a summary of his speech posted on their government website on Monday, October 1st. He stated the official website has been launched. That much is true. They have a website. It is petro.gov.ve. That's the website. You can't really do anything with a website. You can download the white paper, which they forgot to update. If you recall, when they first started it, it was going to be an ERC-20 token, yeah. But then they changed it to some other kind of token on some other blockchain in the last minute, and they forgot to update their white paper. Maduro stressed the Petro will be available on 6 major crypto exchanges.
Awesome.
Starting Monday, October 1st.
October 1st.
Yeah.
2018?
Great point. I don't know. The Venezuelan president didn't specify which exchanges will eventually trade the so-called oil-backed currency, nor was it listed by the largest traders, according to CoinMarketCap, such as Binance or others. Right. In addition, the Venezuelan president has stated that all of the oil purchases in and out of the country must now be paid with the Petro.
Yeah,
so that basically.
That's a lie too.
So yeah, if they're only accepting the Petro for oil purchases, does that mean that no one's buying oil from Venezuela?
No, they're just going through the process of buying the Petro, getting these pieces of paper, and taking their oil.
Right, because they're now issuing Petro certificates, paper certificates. More coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
We gotta rise up, till it's won.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the New Green Deal. Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
As protests continue over the economic conditions in France, French President Emmanuel Macron says,
I don't want to be divided. I don't want the French people to be divided. Friendship is what must unite this country.
On Tuesday, President Trump is set to meet with top Democrats in the House and Senate regarding wall funding. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord, discord.lrn.fm. You can join one of the Discord on-air call-in line rooms and get on the air with us. We're talking about the Petro. What is it? Well, no one's really quite sure.
It's imaginary.
Including the Venezuelan government, according to various different reports here, we've been kind of catching up, because I think the last time we talked about it was probably in August or September. They claimed in October that they would be offering the Petro for a public sale on November 5th, where apparently that's actually... It appears to mean that they're selling paper certificates as though that's the Petro.
Yeah, the equivalent of a promissory note.
Like, one day we'll really have a cryptocurrency and we'll really give you this Petro, but for now here's a certificate.
Yeah, and a company that wanted to put together something like this would have it done in a week.
For sure. Well, I mean, government, right? This is the way government works, or barely works.
I don't know that they want to do it.
Making a lot of promises. Well, they want money, right? Like, they definitely want money to come in. And initially in February, the idea was they were going to do a pre-sale, kind of a crowd sale thing to
kick
it off. That didn't work.
To some extent, To do this right, they need to have an accounting system that tracks the barrel to a given petro or that sort of thing, right? So it's one thing to just say, here is a here's a piece of paper that mm-hmm. says that you'll get one barrel of oil.
They're doing that, apparently.
They're doing that. That's one thing. The second level of this would be, here's a cryptocurrency-designated token that's good for one barrel of oil mm-hmm. that you can trade with friends, and here's the wallet and all that stuff. So that's another level.
Haven't done that one yet.
No. And the third level of it is, this cryptocurrency is tied, this particular unit is tied to this particular barrel that already exists and is accounted for with a barcode that has been scanned. And that
they're not going to do that.
You can go pick this up. It is available in Caracas, or I don't know, that's the only town in the only place in Venezuela I can name, and off the top of my head. And you can go pick it up there. It's sitting on the tarmac. Go get it. Now, that's a different story.
They're not going to do that ever.
No.
And it doesn't appear they're really going to get much of this done. And they're certainly not going to... They are definitely not going to restrict their issuances of these certificates.
To reality.
Right. They're going to sell you a certificate if you want to buy a certificate.
Yeah. And you'll always be able to get a certificate.
When you show up to get your barrel of oil...
Yeah.
It may or may not be there.
It's like buying futures for gold or silver. They don't. It doesn't exist. I mean, there's supposedly 10 times as much paper out there as there is metal.
And if the government all of a sudden, let's say that you show up with your petro certificate to get your barrel, you've got your truck, you know, you pull up to the wherever it is that they're keeping the oil ostensibly, and you show them your certificate. There's nothing whatsoever that will prevent them from saying, oh, yeah, that was good for a barrel of oil, but now it's only good for a half a barrel of oil.
Yeah, sorry.
We're sorry about that. You're going to need two petros in order to get a full barrel of oil, and we can't give you half a barrel of oil, so you're going to have to come up with another petro.
Yeah.
So they can completely arbitrarily, you know, he just raised the price of the petro from 3,600 sovereign bolivars to 9,000 just recently.
I think that's more accurate in that case. That's just more aligned to the U.S. dollar. I mean, I would like to know how much a barrel of oil has changed versus the dollar valuation of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. That's how I want to know. He's changed the amount because the bolivar itself is fantasy, and so he's trying to bring the fantasy more into line with reality. But you know, the dollar value of a barrel of oil fluctuates on a daily basis, goes up and down, and you can change that at mercantile exchanges. I know specifically the commodities exchanges, specifically the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and. It also, you know, it's valued in dollars, which of course continue to stay relatively stable compared to the bolivar. So there's a lot of complications in saying that he's just devalued it. I mean, it isn't really. I mean, in reality, the bolivar itself devalued.
Well, guess what? They've already changed the rules on what a petro is being backed by.
Okay.
According to this article, which came out on October 2nd, right after Maduro made a speech promising they were going to start selling these things on November 5th, they've updated the white paper on the petro. According to the story here, their new white paper states that the petro is now backed 50% by oil, 20% by gold, 20% by iron, and 10% by diamond assets.
Okay, that's stupid. just make other cryptocurrencies that are tradable. Because the people that are buying the petro right now...
No one.
Well, they are. They're buying
in theory, there's these pieces of paper.
Right. What they're doing is they're driving demand for the petro by forcing people to go through this little hat trick where they say... All right, you want to buy some barrels of oil? Not a problem. First, you have to buy these petros, these promissory notes for petros, then exchange the promissory notes for the barrels of oil. Mm-hmm. You mean I can't exchange dollars for barrels of oil? No, you can exchange dollars for promissory notes, which you can exchange for barrels of oil. Okay, whatever. So the people who are buying these things are selling them as quickly as they can for the barrels of oil, would be my guess.
According to, Zero Hedge, Petro's official Twitter said the coin can be purchased with Bitcoin, Litecoin, Ethereum, and Dash, However, the National Cryptocurrency Association reports the Petro is currently only available for Bitcoin and Litecoin among cryptocurrencies. The government has also assigned a superintendent of crypto assets and related activities, Joselit Ramirez, who is reportedly responsible for handling Petro's customer service issues. Good luck with that. The six crypto exchanges that they had promised have been authorized by the Venezuelan government to trade the coin as of October 16th, as of press time, and this article from Zero Hedge was the 30th of October. None of the exchanges, so 2 weeks after they were supposedly authorized, none of the exchanges is listed among the top 100 crypto exchanges on CoinMarketCap. So these are no-name exchanges that purportedly are authorized to list this thing. Whether they actually are or not at this point is another question. I suspect they are not.
They're listing anything. They're listing something
that doesn't exist.
Right.
Because you can't trade it. You can't hold it. You can't get it.
This is a token that you can exchange for the token.
At the time, Maduro revealed the Petro would be traded on six authorized crypto exchanges, but refrained from naming them. In addition, the Petro wallet was launched the same day from Google Play, but has since been deleted. And again, we still haven't heard exactly what Google's reason was for getting rid of the app. I'd be very interested in knowing that because, you know, Google tends to be a lot more accepting of apps. If you program an app, you can pretty much get it in the Google Play Store for... There's no approval process, is what I'm saying.
Well,
so for them to
on.
Go back after the fact and pull something...
This is a news story.
Yeah.
News stories are written by reporters.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever in your life seen a news story that's 100% accurate?
No.
Okay. So the reporter could be taking the word of Maduro or some other Venezuelan politician that we put it on the Google, Play Store.
No, it was on the Play Store.
Well, then why?
That's what I'm saying. Why did Google pull it?
No, I don't care about why Google pulled it. I care about why haven't they taken this technology that was available to Google Play Store and just put it as an APK file available on their website, which you say is good. I say it never worked in the first place.
Oh, yeah. I suspect it did not work. That doesn't mean the app wasn't there, right? Like, the app was there. It probably just didn't do anything. So that's my question is, why did Google pull...
They can distribute the app if they want to. They don't need Google.
They could. They absolutely could. You're right about that. But it still doesn't answer my question of why Google pulled the app. I'm just curious if they made any kind of announcement or if there was anything out there about, you know, the reasoning for that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, did it have a virus in it? You know, like, what was the reason?
Did the United States government tell them they had to?
That could be. 855-450-3733. I think that's the latest on the Petro. You can bring up anything that's on your mind coming up here on Free Talk Live. The Department of Homeland Security targeting Monero.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Somebody in our Twitch chat saying they're in the Discord queue. No, you're not. Or at least if you were, I'm sorry I didn't see you. You got to stay there and be patient. We will spot you eventually in the Discord. So go to discord.lrn.fm. You can jump into one of our on-air call-in line rooms there, and then we will see you there. And if we don't see you, you can, you know, basically try to get our attention in the chat room on Discord, the on-air now room, and we will notice you at some point. And sometimes our other chatters will let us know, hey, somebody's in the call-in room. So we'll get there.
We're doing a radio program.
And we'll get you right, and we'll get you on the air. About whatever you want to talk about. Now, we have been talking about the so-called cryptocurrency known as the Petro, which doesn't appear to exist in any kind of form outside of apparently paper certificates that they are issuing from whatever the headquarters of this. They've teamed up with some sort of company, or I don't know if it's a bureaucracy, part of the government bureaucracy there, but there's somebody that's putting wannabe buyers of the Petro through a know your customer process, getting biometric data off of them, so probably, you know, a retina scan or fingerprints or whatever, all of the above, stool sample, you know, whatever it is you got to give up, and then they're giving you one of these so-called Petro certificates. And ostensibly, they claim they're going to be launching an actual currency at some point, but it's been almost a year now, and the real deal has yet to actually come to fruition. So there's not much else to say about it at the moment, but we'll keep our eyes on the developments. And as laughable, and it would be hilarious if it weren't such a dire situation over there. Like if it was Trump trying to launch a cryptocurrency, at least people aren't starving in the United States.
Right.
It's less funny in Venezuela. Even though it is funny, it's less funny because of the horrors.
I mean, it would probably go as poorly as if he tried to build a wall along the southern border or something.
Right.
You've
got a related story, though, to cryptocurrency.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is interested in acquiring technology solutions that can track newer cryptocurrencies such as Zcash and Monero. I'll bet they are.
These are, for those that don't know, Monero and Zcash are the two kind of noteworthy top privacy coins out there.
Right.
They're two different privacy technologies. Zcash is the zero knowledge proofs, I believe it is called. That's the style of privacy that tech they have. What that means, I don't know. Monero, they use a Monero they actually designed from scratch, whereas Zcash came out of the Bitcoin protocols.
Mm-hmm.
Monero was called Crypto Note. And I think they use ring signature technology for privacy there. But
and I don't know any of this stuff.
What all that means, I couldn't tell you because I'm not an engineer. However, Monero is the kind of the new kid on the block in the world of the darknet marketplaces. Now, a lot of people might have heard the stories in the news media about the Silk Road. We've talked, of course, extensively about the Silk Road, which was the first underground drug marketplace, and they sold other things besides drugs there, but it was most noteworthy because, you know, there was a lot of drugs for sale on that site, and they ended up, of course, taking the Silk Road down, and back when the Silk Road was created, it was 2011, and all there was Bitcoin at that time, and then Monero came out and made its splash in the cryptocurrency marketplace, and at some point, I don't know which one of them did it first, but at some point, one of the darknet markets, because after the Silk Road got taken down, plenty of others popped up to take its place, one of them announced they were going to accept Monero payments. And since then, more than a few of them, from my understanding, have started to accept Monero payments. There are even vendors who will accept both. You can decide, do you want to buy your whatever it is you want to buy with Bitcoin, or do you want to buy with Monero? Which, of course, Monero is a privacy coin. Bitcoin is not. Bitcoin is completely trackable. Bitcoin is, I think the term is pseudonymous, meaning that the whole blockchain, all of the transactions that have ever happened on Bitcoin are visible. You can go and search through them. You can go and look at each wallet, but you may not know whose wallet is whose.
You're very unlikely to know whose wallet is whose.
Unless somebody tells you what their wallet is, in which case then you know exactly which
one. Bitcoin programmers have gotten better over time. There was a time when, we didn't really know everything, and you and I both created vanity addresses, right?
Yeah.
So you've got one that says FTLEN, I think.
Yeah, I still have it.
Yep. And
even though the person who made it for me could have my private key,
likely, same here.
Yeah.
Likely, if you go through that vanity address and you look at, you know, many hundreds of bitcoins have passed through there.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, it was up for donations. Wasn't that used for the amplifier or the Bitcoin tip jar? Oh, excuse me.
No. It's just my personal wallet.
But there's an address at the Bitcoin tip jar at
a newer address. There was an older address that did have a lot that was sent.
Right. And you could look at that and you could track that older address and
right.
see that. You could go back on the internet time machine and find that
which
address.
What it was, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And you could look at it, you could see all the stuff that's passed through.
But you wouldn't know who was sending it.
But you would know who had it. And then at that point
you would know which wallets had it, but you wouldn't know who owned those wallets.
Right. So, but now the technology has changed, and most wallets, almost all wallets, when you send a transaction to an address, it generates a new address immediately.
True.
And that means that it's getting much, much harder. So maybe you went from one point when, you know, there was 1% of addresses that were known. I'm just pulling a number out of thin air here. 1% of addresses that were known. And maybe you could extrapolate from that what happened to 10% of transactions. Now you're in the realm where, you know, 1/100th of 1% of addresses are known. And you could extrapolate, you know, far less data out of that. It's gotten much more complicated. Bitcoin isn't anonymous, but it is complicated. And
it is, but the people that know what they're doing can track things through the system either way.
Some things sometimes.
But my point being, the government doesn't want to crack Bitcoin because they don't have to. It's public. Monero, all of the transactions are shielded on Monero.
Right.
Zcash, you can do either transparent or shielded, so you can do public transactions on Zcash, or you can do the secret transactions. Monero, it's all secret. They want to crack them both.
That's what they want to do. According to a pre-solicitation document, the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, wants to know if it is possible before filing an official solicitation request later down the line. So first, we have a job that'd like to be done. We want to know if it is possible. Can pigs fly? Can you make pigs fly? All right. Yes, you can make pigs fly. Here's your requisition order for flying pigs. And that's what they're doing.
Do you think that there's going to be some computer geek out there who tells the government, yes, it's possible, and then collects a bunch of money trying to come up with something but then fails?
I would bet money on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Department of Homeland Security said that prior efforts have addressed Bitcoin analytics, but now the agency and law enforcement agencies under its supervision are looking into similar cryptocurrency analytics solutions that can be used to track so-called privacy coins, cryptocurrencies that support anonymous transactions. A key feature underlying these newer blockchain platforms is frequently emphasized is the capability for anonymity and privacy protection, the DHS document said. While these features are desirable, they are similarly compelling interest in tracing and understanding. There's a similarly compelling interest in tracing and understanding transactions and actions in the blockchain of an illegal nature. Now, the first thing we need to say here is that, yeah, obviously the Department of Homeland Security wants to be able to find out if people are using cryptocurrency so they can find out who's buying and selling drugs or God knows what on the Internet, right?
Because they want to know everything about you, everything you do. They want to have a database.
Right. And probably 1% of the time they're going to actually be tracking bad guys, and the rest of the time they're hunting down the rest of us who are just doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think it's worth pointing out, the vast majority of drug deals and other illegal transactions, terrible transactions, awful, disgusting transactions, are done in government currencies, specifically
cash,
the United States dollar.
Sure, that's the drug dealer's preference.
The U.S. dollar issues the currency that most bad things are done in.
Because it's untrackable.
But they want to pay your dollars, your tax dollars, to track this other currency.
Sure.
Because reasons.
Because they want control.
Yeah.
And they don't like competition.
They want control. Get control over your own money first.
How are they going to do that?
If they really wanted to know this, stop issuing paper dollars.
Well, they would. There are people who fantasize about that in the world of banking and government.
They could if they wanted to.
Because then they would be able to track more.
If they wanted to, they could. They could issue tomorrow a cryptocurrency that is a one-for-one to dollars. They could control it in the same way they control the dollars.
The government.
What's that?
No, they couldn't. They can't issue a cryptocurrency because they're the government. They'll probably fail almost as miserably
as
Venezuela.
Keep drugs out of their own prisons. I'm just saying that this is more nonsense, more wastes of time.
Indeed. So I don't think they're going to succeed at cracking Monero, but it's great that they're trying to because it shows how much of an impact Monero and Zcash have had.
I think we should put a proposal in and see if we can get that money.
They've thumbed their nose at the government saying, yeah, 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 and the government can't do anything about it. They are so mad about it. You know they're so mad. Hour 3 is coming up. The Truman Show. We'll talk about
offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.